Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Same theory that Lions took with, who's the guy? The guy they didn't end up signing.
Darius Smith?
Yeah, thanks. So it's the opposite of Darius Smith or the same theory as Darius Smith?
Za'Darius Smith.
I don't know if I understand.
I don't know if it's a...
Well, in other words, you're not going to pay him as much money.
Yeah, it's a similar thing to that. Sure, it's similar to that. But it's clear he wants Gleyber Torres back. I understand it. He's been a steady player. Has not been as effective in the second half, but few have been.
I shouldn't take total issue and say shut the idea down because he called him an A-plus player. I don't think there's any way in hell he's an A-plus player. He's more of a...
He's a good player.
Yeah, he's like a BB-minus player right now. But they'll have to make some decisions because the pipeline truly is about to feed this organization. The problem is with rookies is that can you count on them? And are they still trying to win? Let's see what happens the rest of this year.
Look, I like Gleyber Torres a lot.
I do too.
And I think he's been very productive for a guy who's hitting second in the lineup every night. He's got 74 runs driven in on the year. And he's hitting second every night. That's impressive. He seems to have really good at bats. Everybody's been playing poorly since the All-Star break, with very few exceptions. But his numbers drop, but they're not god awful. Like, they are below average on the season for the second half of the year here. But I just think there's too many guys that you want to take a look at, whether it's a Max Anderson, to see if Kevin McGonigal makes it. I mean, they've got decisions. Lynn Henning had an article in the Detroit News about Trey Cruz, who plays, one of these guys can play anywhere in the infield, also plays at center field, and he had a heck of a season. They've got guys that they could lose in free agency or the Rule 5 draft that they have to make decisions on. Eduardo Valencia is another one of those guys. He's a catch a first baseman guy. He had a hell of a year in AA and AAA, and there's going to be casualties. Do you lose? Are you willing to lose Gleyber Torres to let some of these other guys get a chance? I think the answer is probably yes, so that you can spend money elsewhere. So you can spend money on pitching. You know, the Scooble question is going to be a big one this offseason, too.
All right, let's get to some Lions stuff. Dan Campbell joined the morning show, and it's always great to hear from him. Win or lose, he's really interesting to listen to. And I do feel like he does a great job of conveying sort of his thoughts, what goes into every decision. And the morning show does a great job asking him questions. I feel like I go through and I highlight like 7 or 8 questions, in which case Kang always says, why don't we just replay the whole interview? And I'm like, you're right. So we try and really narrow it down to what's the absolute best of what he had to say. And let's start with the defensive game plan. I mean, they gave up 30 points, but it was about as impressive a defensive game plan you can have against Lamar and Derrick Henry and hold them, I put in quotes, to 30. I was happy with it. I think most people were. And here's what he said about the defensive game plan against Lamar and Henry. You know, The idea that they gave him all kinds of looks is nothing new in football. That we, you know, he didn't know where it was coming from. We've done this, we've done that. The idea that Nowoski was a part of the game plan. If somebody had called last week before the game and said, you know what I think they should employ? I think we really need to see more of Nowoski in this game plan. We would have been like, what?
Yeah, and yet you think back on it, it can make sense to you. This is a guy who's a good open field tackler, has good speed, and you know that's a skill set that works when you're taking out a quarterback that you don't know where he's going to be.
Do you know how many snaps he played?
Probably not many.
He played 8 snaps.
Yeah.
I feel like he was felt in damn near all 8 of them. He was around the football.
This is the thing. He's just another one of these players. We talked about Zach Cunningham, who played 2 snaps, but they were impactful snaps.
He definitely made 1 play. The point being, they took a look at all of their weapons. How can we use these guys? What would surprise them might have been part of it. I mean, I would imagine that there wasn't a whole lot of, all right, when you see 53, that's Trevor Nowoski. Be careful of that. Do you think that was said? And bravo to Trevor. I sound like I'm ripping on him. I'm not at all. It's just they used a depth guy for 8 snaps. Yeah. And that depth guy made a difference in that game.
Yeah, he definitely made a difference. And like I said, that sure tackler, you got to have him. And I think it helped the Lions in preparation for Baltimore that they played Chicago before. Because it was the same discussion. How are they going to contain Caleb Williams? Because he's going to want to get out. He likes to make these off-platform throws and go beyond the pocket and you know really stretch things out. And he'll take off and run if he has to. And for the most part, they kept Caleb Williams in that pocket and eventually got to him. Well, they took it to a whole different level against Lamar Jackson, and it was brilliant.
It's such a who's who of quarterbacks that they play this year. They play Lamar. They were supposed to play Burrow. Obviously, that's not happening. They're going to get Patrick Mahomes. They're going to get Baker Mayfield, who's on fire. They're going to get Jalen Hurts, who's clearly a handful. I mean, they are going to see quarterbacks who've had a ton of success this year. And the game plan might be wildly different. But if you are just joining us, we did 2 hours of Tiger Talk to open the show. And it got to the point where it's so depressing what's happening. We could do nothing but laugh. It's unbelievable what has been just piddled away here in the last month. And it feels like there is no hope. Even though, mathematically, in beginning of the season, hey, it's going to come down to this. Like, they have created the scenario where the thing that would have excited us all at the beginning of the year, being tied with 5 games to go, awesome playoff style baseball, how much fun. They've created a scenario where it's not awesome, it's not fun, and there's no hope, which feels virtually impossible. So we've shifted gears and actually are talking some Lions here, which is way more fun. And of course, coming off the Monday night win, and Dan Campbell was on the morning show. All right, so you heard what he had to say about the defensive game plan really worked. What about the difference in the O-line between game 1 and game 3? It is remarkable what has happened in just a couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, they got their stuff together. They figured out the communication issues, and you can say it's more than just playing at home where the crowd is really quiet when the offense is on the field.
Yep.
Because the Monday night atmosphere in Baltimore was raucous, but they figured it out, and these guys are playing at a whole different level.
It was one thing to see Penei Sewell struggle in week 1 because we knew he was capable of being better than that, right?
Well, he's one of the best tackles in football.
Exactly. Yeah. And yet the real concern was clearly guard, center, guard, Mahogany, Glasgow, Ratledge. And, you know, questions about Glasgow, is he too old? Questions about the 2 kids, are they any good? Man, I mean, 10 yards a clip at the end of that game, running right behind the interior of the offensive line. It's almost unfathomable what it looked like between game 1 and game 3. Here's what Dan Campbell had.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
To say about it. So he said something in there that I find fascinating. You call the game to help those guys too. So in the sport of football, there is an immense amount of scrutiny on play calling, right? When he says you call the game to help those guys too, meaning the young guards, I'm assuming that means we've got some blocking schemes that they've excelled at. And so we're going to try to call those plays early. So we're sitting here watching a game and we see a certain run and we don't realize that we just see a run play. We don't realize that run play is called because Mahogany and Ratledge can handle it. Or Mahogany and Ratledge have proven they can do this. And so a game plan or a play call is centered around that, which I mean, I guess isn't like earth shattering analysis here, but whenever I hear that, I want to know which plays. Right. Let's go back. Take us back to, you know, third series play one, first and 10. We called this play to specifically help Mahogany and Ratledge, stuff like that. Like I'm always fascinated. Okay, what does that look like on game day? Show us the plays and show us why. You know what I mean?
Is it just playing to their strengths? Is it giving them help too? By hey, you know, you're gonna have. It's not just you that's going towards this hole. It's also the tackle's going to join you, or the tight end's going to join you, or hey, watch what happens here with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Got lots of ways to get help in the blocking, and the Lions exploit all of it. I was so pleased in watching replays of what happened on Monday night specifically with Tate Ratledge. I think he has grown by leaps and bounds, and it's a very, very savvy addition to this team, I think. I'm ready to proclaim it. I think Tate Ratledge is going to be a stud.
Kang, we just asked the audience yesterday, what's the most important thing moving forward you took from that Ravens game? And I said it's guard, center, guard. Would you have one that tops that, or is that your? Would you agree?
No, it's hard to top that because we know how this team is run, and it's run through protecting Jared Goff. If you protect Jared Goff, anything is possible with the offense. You see what he does with time, precision, no sacks taken, right? I don't know, few pressures versus the Ravens, and he's able to pick them apart. And then you add to the fact that these guys, you know, run blocking, of course, because guard, center, guard, then they can take over any game, that offense, whether it's a long drive, a explosive play with JMO. When you protect Goff, anything's possible with this team. So I don't think you could top that, honestly.
And he told us yesterday, again, super clean pocket. What quarterback doesn't love that?
Nope.
All right, the fourth down calls get so much attention to the point where, did you see the Twitter poll I sent out during the game?
I did not.
It was fourth and one from the three. It was when they ran St. Gibbs.
Yeah.
The handoff pitch. I tweeted out the following Twitter poll. Will Dan Campbell go for it on fourth and one here? Your two choices were yes and also yes. Those are your two choices. Yes won at 75%. Also yes got 25%. We know what he's going to go for. This is in his DNA. The Monday Night Football crew knew he was going to go for it. The Ravens knew he was going to go for it. Everybody knows Dan Campbell is going to go for it in situations where if the question is, are they going to go for it here? The answer is almost always yes. When it's 4th and 17 from your own 10, he's not going to go for it. But if it feels like there's strategic advantage to be gained by going for it, he almost always takes advantage of it. So what goes into those decisions and his confidence? Here's what Dan Campbell said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.